Uber bets $100 million on autonomous vehicle company, hiring Lewandowski. Uber has invested $100 million in Adams, the industrial AI company founded by Travis Kalanick, and now employing Anthony Lewandowski, the engineer whose theft of Google's self-driving secrets cost Uber close to $350 million and helped end Kalanick's tenure as chief executive. 9 years after that litigation fractured one of Silicon Valley's most consequential partnerships, Uber is a named equity partner in a company run by its former founder, staffed by his former lieutenants, and quietly developing the autonomous vehicle technology Uber never finished building itself. The $100 million figure, reported by the Financial Times on September 6, 2026, based on people familiar with the plans plus interviews with current and former Adams and Uber staff, is the new disclosure that sharpens a story that was already circulating. Adams lists Uber on its investor page alongside Andreessen Horowitz, Bain Capital Ventures, Fifth Wall, SV Angel, JP Morgan, and Goldman Sachs as debt partners. Saudi Arabia's public investment fund also appears among the backers, according to people familiar with the matter. The round total is $1.7 billion, led by Andreessen Horowitz. Ben Horowitz joined the Adams board and described the Andreessen Horowitz commitment as certainly the biggest check I've ever written. Adams calls itself an industrial software company with no plans to enter the saturated robotaxi market. People familiar with the plans, cited by the Financial Times, say it is developing robotaxi technology and that Lewandowski is leading that work. Those same sources say Adams has held preliminary talks with Uber about running that technology on Uber's network. Uber declined to comment. Both versions are on the record. Neither resolves the contradiction. The investment lands at a moment when the macro environment is pushing all bets toward scale or exit. Government bond yields are near multi-decade highs. Oil prices jumped more than $4 a barrel earlier this week after fighting between the U.S. and Iran restarted. And the U.S. has passed the $40 trillion debt mark with no sign of deceleration. Capital that needs to work harder moves toward high-conviction platforms. A $1.7 billion round into a company with more than 2,000 employees and a former Uber chief executive at the helm is exactly that kind of platform bet. The $1.7 billion round, and what $100 million buys Uber's $100 million, represents roughly 5.9% of the $1.7 billion round at face value, though the company has not disclosed its equity stake or the terms of the investment. What Uber gets operationally is the more consequential question. The Financial Times reporting describes Adams' model as analogous to Wave and Nuro. Build the software stack for autonomous vehicles, leave the physical vehicles to a partner. That is precisely the architecture Uber has spent 2026 assembling on multiple fronts. It launched London's first robotaxi service with Wave. It agreed in August to put more than 2,000 Pony AI robotaxis on European streets. Adams, if the sourced reporting is accurate, represents a third software layer investment running in parallel. The implied thesis, Uber is not betting on one autonomous winner. It is buying options across every credible software stack, using its network as the distribution layer and other companies' balance sheets as the R&D cost. The Pony AI connection adds context. Uber chief executive Dara Khosrowshahi and Kalanick stay in regular contact, according to the Financial Times. The two appeared together at a U.S.-Saudi business summit in Riyadh in May 2025 while discussing a deal involving Pony, AI's American operations. Those talks ended without an agreement. The Adams investment, finalized later, may represent a more durable version of the same instinct. Lewandowski's return and the litigation legacy, the chain of events that connects Lewandowski to both Uber's $350 million loss and its current $100 million commitment is worth tracing precisely. Lewandowski co-founded Waymo and ran Uber's self-driving program. Google sued over trade secrets he took from its self-driving unit. The Financial Times puts Uber's cost of that litigation at close to $350 million. The affair contributed to Kalanick's removal from the chief executive role in 2017. Lewandowski was convicted and faced 18 months in prison. Donald Trump pardoned him in 2021. Adams acquired Lewandowski's startup Pronto, an automation company working in heavy industry and mining, in March 2026. That transaction is how he arrived at Adams. Pronto automates mining equipment, which is consistent with Adams' stated identity as an industrial software company. It is also the most direct evidence that the company's mining and construction narrative has operational substance, not just marketing function. The roster Kalanick has assembled tells the rest of the story. Gautam Gupta, Uber's former chief financial officer, is Adams' CFO. Eric Mayhofer, who took over Uber's robotaxi development after Lewandowski departed, now runs Lab 37, the Adams arm automating commercial kitchens. The Financial Times reports he has hired several dozen former Uber staff and recruited from Zooks, Tesla, and Waymo. Caption: Key Adams executives and their Uber origins, per Financial Times reporting and prior TNW coverage. Uber cuts 3,300 jobs and funds three competing AV stacks simultaneously. The timing of the Adams disclosure sits directly against a headline Uber generated 4 days earlier. On September 2, 2026, Uber cut approximately 3,300 jobs, roughly one-tenth of its total workforce. It also withdrew from Nigeria and Uganda. That is not a contradiction in the conventional sense. It is a capital allocation statement. Uber is compressing its operational footprint while expanding its technology optionality. The headcount reduction funds, at least in part, the AV portfolio strategy, Wave in London, Pony, AI across Europe, and now Adams at the software layer. For institutional investors, the more instructive frame is the burn profile. Adams has more than 2,000 employees. Most sit in the food division, with a growing number on autonomous vehicles. The $1.7 billion round, at that headcount and across industrial AI, autonomous vehicles, kitchen automation, and mining, implies a significant cash consumption rate, though the company has not disclosed financials publicly. The bond market context matters here. With U.S. 10-year yields near multi-decade highs and the cost of debt rising, the five banks listed as Adams' debt partners, including J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs, are financing a company in a capital-intensive sector at a moment when the price of that financing is structurally elevated. Saudi Arabia's public investment fund participation provides a sovereign balance sheet as a buffer, but the rate environment raises the cost of staying private and burning capital. Silicon Valley's rehabilitation machine and the private equity signal David Erickson of Columbia Business School gave the Financial Times the market's summary position. Around 10 people have created as much private value as Kalanick, and certain entrepreneurs will always find investors. One investor told the Financial Times they were aware of his background and acknowledged that views differ on whether he should have left Uber. Ben Horowitz's framing at an A16Z event is the most explicit institutional endorsement on record. He described Uber's guiding principle of meritocracy and toe-stepping as the part that was diluted when Kalanick left. That is not a neutral observation from a board member managing a position in a $1.7 billion round. The essay announcing the A16Z investment is titled Unfinished Business. It describes a 16-year project running from Uber through Cloud Kitchens to Adams and says it is time to close the loop. The letter covers industrial AI, mining, and construction. It does not mention robotaxis. The Placamium view the market is reading this as a Kalanick rehabilitation story. That framing is understandable and probably correct as far as it goes. Our view is that the more durable signal is structural, not biographical. Uber is constructing a capital-light autonomous vehicle strategy using minority stakes and network agreements rather than wholly owned R&D infrastructure. The Wave partnership, the Pony, AI deal, and now the Adams investment all follow the same architecture. Uber provides the demand network, a third party provides the technology stack, and Uber's capital commitment is sized to secure preferential access rather than control. At $100 million against a $1.7 billion round, Uber is not buying Adams. It is buying a seat at the table if Adams' autonomous vehicle technology becomes deployable at scale. The second-order implication is what this means for Waymo and the broader competitive map. Waymo is vertically integrated, capital-intensive, and Alphabet-backed. Uber's multi-stack approach is a direct hedge against any single technology winning the deployment race. If Adam's software-only model proves out, the economics compress dramatically relative to Waymo's full-stack approach. That is the bet Andreessen Horowitz is making with its largest single check. It is also the bet Uber is making with a fraction of the capital it lost in the original Lewandowski litigation. The Pronto acquisition and Lewandowski's presence specifically in the autonomous vehicle work rather than the mining division is the detail worth watching. If Adams is purely an industrial software company, the former head of Uber's self-driving program leading the autonomous vehicle team is an unusual deployment of talent. The sourced reporting says one thing. The company says another. Institutional capital should track which version the next regulatory filing or product announcement confirms. The bond market backdrop adds urgency to the timeline question. Capital raised at 2026 valuations in a high-yield environment needs to find a commercialization path faster than capital raised in 2021. Adams has the balance sheet to absorb the weight. The question is whether the autonomous vehicle work matures before the debt partners start asking harder questions about cash generation. The bottom line, Uber's $100 million in Adams, is not a sentimental reunion between Kalanick and his former employer. It is a network distribution deal structured as a minority equity position, designed to give Uber optionality across the autonomous vehicle software landscape without taking on the full capital burden of building it. The Lewandowski hire is the detail that generated the headlines. The architecture of the investment is what institutional capital should price. The specific claim worth tracking. If Adams confirms autonomous vehicle work for Uber's network within the next 12 months, Uber's multi-stack AV strategy will have moved from portfolio hedging to active deployment. At that point, the $100 million entry looks cheap against the cost of building the same capability internally, and the litigation bill Uber paid to lose it the first time.